let's turn our attention to stocks worksheet number 3 and market capitalization. Given the following stocks and stock data, name the exchange or market, New York Stock Exchange, Amex, NASDAQ, or maybe OTC, that you believe the stock could be expected to be found on. And then compute the market capitalization, whether it's a large cap, mid cap, or small cap. Optionally, if you want to do mega cap or micro cap, that's fine. And then what you believe the type of stock is, blue chip, growth, speculative, turnaround, cyclical, defensive. So let's take a look at Marriott International. You've heard of them, right? Yes, the global hotel chain. The recent stock price is, this is data as of February 8th, $129.09. So there's 324.33 million shares outstanding. So first of all, what exchange would we expect it to be on? Well, Marriott's been around a long time, so maybe the New York Stock Exchange. And you'd be right until a few years ago when the NASDAQ lured them away. And now they're on the NASDAQ. So the market capitalization is $129.09 stock price times 324.33 million shares. Now, here's a clue. Now, if you have a scientific calculator, you can do this, but there's just so many digits. I just write 324.33 and then put the word million next to it. Shares. Don't forget the million. And so 129.09 times 324.33. You go do it. Get your 99-cent calculator out. That's 41,867.7597 or so. Million. But don't forget the million, right? So 41,867 million is 41.9 or almost 42 billion. Now, either way you write it, it's fine with me, but you're not going to see 41,867.7597 million. Just not going to see that. You're going to see 41.9, maybe $41.87 billion when you look it up. So, is this a large cap, mid cap, small cap? It's a large cap. You're right. Anything above 10, or maybe some people say 15 billion, is a large cap company. Not mega cap, it's not over 100 million. Now, what about the stock type? Well, what do you know? Hotels are sometimes hard to categorize, but typically we think of them as cyclical companies. Why? Because when the economy is doing well, there's more business travel, there's more recreational vacation travel, and so we would typically call them as cyclical. But now, since the pandemic, we might think of them as a turnaround. And oh boy, when this thing's over, you just know the hotels and the airlines and the restaurants, they're just going to be shot out like a cannon if they're still alive. So it's a very difficult time for them. But you know, when it's over, they're going to be just hurting for people. Employees, they're not going to be hurting for clients. They're going to be hurting to get to service all the clients who are just so sick and tired of sitting around the house all day. Okay, how about Ryder Trucks? Have you ever heard of them? They've been around a long time, right? And they have the distinction of having one of the stock symbols that's a one-character symbol, R. So recent stock price is $69.96. The number of shares of outstanding is 53.89 million shares. So let's see, what market would we expect them to be on? Been around for a long time. Yeah, we would expect them to be on the New York Stock Exchange. But we'd have to check. Yeah, we'd have to check. And it turns out they're a niche player, right? They rent trucks. And so they're really not that big. Let's see how big they are. $68.96 is the recent stock price as of the 8th of February, times 53.89 million shares. And we put down the million next to the 53.89, and we get 3,716.2544 million dollars worth of market capitalization. And so we wouldn't normally write it that way. I mean, you can, it's not wrong, but we'd normally move the decimal 3 to the left and write down 3.72 billion. So now, is that a large cap, mid cap, small cap? Well, you could say mid cap or you could say small cap, because now some people are saying that a company has to be at least 5 or 6 billion before it's a mid cap company. Either one is fine with me. I'd still call it a mid cap. What type of stock are they? Transportation typically are cyclical companies, especially truckers, right? When the economy is doing well, there's just more need for trucking. And when the economy is not doing well, it takes a back seat to the defensive stocks out there. So let's call it a cyclical. Now, who's this Adamas Pharmaceuticals? A dump. They had a recent stock price of $1.45. That doesn't sound too good. And indeed, if you look at a dump and their history of their stock price, you can see that it's going down and down and down and down. It's a local company, one of the biotech companies here in San Diego. And these were the kind of companies that just broke my heart many years ago, because they just have this incredible promising technology, and you know one or two of them is going to explode on the upside and all the rest of them are going to go. And so a dump has been, but recently it's had a little bit of interest in it. So check it out. Number of shares outstanding, 140.28 million shares. So $1.45, 140.28 million shares. That's 203.406 million. So a little over $200 million worth of capitalization. This is a small cap company. Where would we expect to see a company like this? Most likely on the NASDAQ, until they get really small. And it turned out that just a little while ago, they were below $100 million worth of capitalization. So they were in the micro cap category. So they still are on the NASDAQ and they're still in business. And let's hope the best for a dump, but I'm not going to get suckered in. You never know. This might be the one that explodes on the upside, but don't bet the farm. So what type of it? What type stock type would we say? Speculative growth. It's one of those companies that could turn $1,000 into $50,000 or turn $1,000 into 50 cents. Ooh. How about Oracle? Oracle, who are they? Well, folks, you use their services almost every day whenever you go swiping your card at the grocery store or online. You just don't know it because they are one of the world's, if not the world's largest, database company and software services company. They build very sophisticated databases. And folks like Visa and MasterCard and the banks and the credit unions and other financial institutions use their database. They're not the only companies that use their databases, but they're very, very, very reliable, reliant on their database, their software. And they make other software too, but their database is their bread and butter. So the recent stock price was $63.08 and the number of shares outstanding, 3.01 billion shares. My goodness. So where would we expect to find a technology company like Oracle? Well, for many years, you'd expect to find them on the NASDAQ. But then you look it up and you say, oops, a few years ago, the New York Stock Exchange lured them away from the NASDAQ. So now they're on the NYSE. So let's see, $63.08 times 3.01 billion. Just leave the billion there. And that's 189.8708 billion, and so you don't have to put all the digits. So 189.9 billion or 190 billion. Yes, this is a large cap. This is a mega cap stock, and so this is one of the big stocks. Even though we don't hear too much about it with other large technology companies, it is indeed a technology company that has its roots deep in the economy now. And what type of stock is it? Well, for decades, it was a growth stock, but now it's become more cyclical, right? Because as the economy does well and there's more transactions and the like, there are more people using Oracle software and vice versa. Cool? So again, it's nice to know how to do these transactions, and we're going to ask you to do at least one these calculations on the exam. But we just go look it up, right? Yes. Thank you very much, dear students, for being in our class. We are so proud of you. You are awesome.